Brewers 360 is sponsored by Holiday Automotive. And a treat this morning, we're talking with Brewers analyst Tim Dillard. Morning, Tim.
Hey, good morning. Very early here. You guys know that?
You're out west, hey? Oh, man. 5:45 Pacific yeah. time. Sorry, my friend.
No, this is great. This is great. Lot to talk about. Last night's game was, you don't see many of them like that, especially out at Oracle Park. You know, it's a big field. You don't see a lot of runs, but the Giants had it working.
I always thought it was interesting. I was just saying to Eric, Tim, Colin Ray's pitching line, 4 innings pitched, 11 hits, 10 earned runs, but just one walk. So dude just got raked. I mean, he just got hit hard.
He did. The stuff didn't go at anybody, right? Like everything that was hit was just, there was nobody standing there. And I've been on the mound when that happens. You're just kind of like, how come I can't get the ball to go to anybody?
Right.
It was a very aggressive offense. I don't think they were waiting around. I think they looked at the scouting report and were like, this guy doesn't walk a lot of people. He fills up the zone. So, you know, we're going to be hacking. That's exactly what happened.
So Vince hasn't been feeling good lately because of the way the team has kind of been playing. There's been a little bit of a scuffle.
Swoon.
Yes. How concerning has this swoon been, and should we be freaking out?
Yeah, go ahead and freak out. Surely. Yeah, panic. Find the button. Everything. No. It's baseball. It's part of it. What are they, 3-6 right now in September? Just off the top of my head. You know, sometimes you hit these things, and they've had some very intense series where, you know, things are really high, really big, and I don't know. I think they're just trying to – I think they see what's coming, and they're just trying to get back to the way they play the game. You know, one of the things that they do really well is they walk and they steal bases. And right now, kind of during this, what you're talking about, you know, not playing their best per se, the stolen bases are down, and so are the walks. They're running into some good pitching. I mean, Blake Snell was on the mound yesterday, and this guy was pumping 97, 98, pretty much anywhere he wanted, and C.B. Buckner was calling everything a strike, no matter where it was. And that's tough to compete with when you have guys like that, and it's not going to get any easier. I mean, when they play in the Phillies, you might see a Wheeler or a Nola. So there's some big games coming up, and they know that. They know that. They know what the schedule is. They're worried about the actual game, but at the same time, they know it's September. Their bodies tell them that probably every time they get up.
Talking with Brewers analyst Tim Dillard, former pitcher in the major leagues. Tim, think about Jake Bowers, position player called upon to pitch. He goes a full inning, actually got himself a strikeout.
Yeah, first strikeout ever.
What kind of situation is that? Those position guys love to come in and just lob a few in there once in a while, right?
Well, I don't think they want to be out there. It's never a good sign when they're out there, one way or the other. but it brings a little levity. Like, sometimes you just get beat, and you need to look for some silver linings. You need to look for some things to grab onto. And the Brewers have some stuff they could feel good about. Hobie Milner threw the ball fantastic when he came in. Garrett Mitchell off the bench looked really good. I think he was robbed of a double, very interesting double. Andre Monasterio was fantastic defense and swinging the bat. And then Bowers, you look for the silver lining with all of this kind of stuff. And he had fun with it, threw strikes, gave up some doubles, gave up some runs, but got his strikeout. And he's been on the bump before. So once you're in that exclusive club, man, your name gets put on there. You get a strikeout. That's why he was very adamant about, like, let's save that ball, man.
Yeah,
put
right?
a sticker on it. I want that in my locker. That means a lot. So if we're going to go through this whole game and I'm called upon to do this, I'm going to turn something, you know, good from it. And maybe it is the strikeout. But either way, you have to have a sense of humor because there's so many games in baseball. So he did right. He threw strikes, and I'm good for him. Good for him. You get a strikeout in the big leagues. It's a big deal.
So who was the craftiest position player that you ever played with that could just throw dirt?
Oof. I had a number of shortstops that would goof off during batting practice and jump on the bump. I remember Orlando Arcia would jump on the bump and throw, and he was throwing like upper 90s.
Really?
I mean, just could throw fuzz. He probably couldn't hold a runner, though, just judging by his mechanics.
Kind of all over the place, right?
Yeah. And I had a number of outfielders. Brett Phillips comes to mind. I remember one time I forgot where we were, but you could see the miles per hour in the Jumbotron. So anytime you're at a place that will do that, you know, it's just whoever feels good that day is going to try to put up some big numbers, and he could put up big numbers.
Is there an equivalent?
So I'm not surprised that.
Is there an equivalent going the other way, Tim, where like you're like, oh, this pitcher could play left field for sure?
Yeah, there are some guys. I'm actually quite disappointed in my career because I was drafted twice as a catcher, and I felt like I could play, you know, almost every position, but I was never involved in a game where I got to get out in the field. I remember there was a pinch hit. Yeah, pinch hit. I did get a pinch hit. Don Money pinch hit me, I think 2009, first game of the season. He had used everybody. He liked the double switch and everything else. He used everybody by the sixth inning, and he went around. He was trying to find different pitchers, but none of those guys wore their spikes or had their jersey on. I was the only guy that qualified.
I'm up what?
Yeah, I knew better.
No, you're hitting.
Everybody was like, why don't you? I was a starter, but they're like, why don't you get your spikes and jersey on? I was like, for this reason, man.
Awesome.
Yeah, got me a knock. I was in the dugout yesterday. We were talking to Sal Frelick, who had fouled a ball off his leg, and we were just talking about you know hitting and things like that. And I said, yeah, I was in Double A when pitchers start to hit for the first time back in the day, and I'd seen guys foul the ball off their foot, but it never happened to me in high school. Never happened to me in college. And I remember I hit a ball off my leg. And Dave Yeager, who's a trainer in the big leagues now, he was my trainer in Double A. He came running out there, and he's like, "You all right?" And I was like, "Just cut my leg off."
Like it hurts, man.
And Sal's just laughing, and I was like, "I do have an appreciation for it." You know, when I see it, I didn't before because I'm like, "How bad could that be?" It just you feel like your pain threshold when you do something like that. Your mind just tells you that you are very hurt. Like in your mind, whatever is rushing through your body, you're like, this is a big injury, you know, like, and it just takes some time to get used to it. And Sal was laughing. He's like, yeah, man. And I was like, I'm pretty sure I still got a dent on my shin where it happened. So I don't think I was encouraging to him at all, but we got a good laugh out of it.
Brewers analyst Tim Dillard up early with us good this stuff. Morning. Really appreciate
Thanks,
it,
bud.
Tim.
Yeah, you got it, boys. Enjoy the morning.
Brewers and Giants, one more tonight, 8:45, first pitch.
3-2 pitch. Struck him out swinging. Jake Bowers got his first big league K, and he keeps the baseball. Atta baby Jake.